We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today on our WCBS Morning News, it's expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the year.
If you're flying to your Thanksgiving holiday destination today, expect a lot of company.
You can see crowds coming in as we're speaking right now.
I'm Marla Diamond at Newark Airport.
Police obtained better video of the suspect throwing bricks at a gay bar in Hell's Kitchen. Hate crimes investigation is underway. On the mayor's order, the NYPD steps up patrols at synagogues amid more hate crimes against Jews. Thanksgiving dinner is more expensive this year, but families are eager to see the extended family again around the table. It's Hungerthon. Exclusive experiences up for auction in the fight against food insecurity. Wayne Cabot, I understand, will be coming here. In the 6 o'clock hour. Rumor has it he's going to be here. Check it out. It's up for bid at hungerthon.org. You can't keep that guy away. It's Tuesday, November 22nd. I'm Paul Murnane, along with the aforementioned Wayne Cabot. Craig Allen says sunny, mild today, upper 40s for the high. Today is expected to be the busiest Thanksgiving travel day, with people grateful for their flexible work schedules on the road, taking off early to see family, and the weather is cooperating. Marla Diamond live this morning at Newark Liberty International. Marla, how's it going this morning there at everyone's favorite airport?
It is very crowded this morning. We're at Terminal C, Paul, where people began arriving for flights well before 5 o'clock in the morning. According to the FAA's Thanksgiving 2022 air travel forecast, over 48,000 flights across the U.S. are anticipated today, which is at least 1,000 more flights than any other day of the week. We met Cindy Kells from Point Pleasant. With all of this cold weather, Cindy and the family are going to the beach.
Yeah, we're headed to the islands, St. John. Through St. Thomas.
Very nice.
Yeah, oh yeah, a little warm weather.
So not the traditional Thanksgiving.
Oh no, but our kids are joining us actually coming on Thanksgiving Day.
So, and are you experiencing any delays or any problems this morning?
Thank God, not as of right now, but it's very early. So I expect later, I can see crowds coming in as we're speaking right now.
The second busiest air travel day will be the Sunday after Thanksgiving. To cope, air traffic controllers are opening more routes in the skies for this holiday week, and the military has agreed to temporarily give up access to some of their routes so they can be used for commercial flights, so there are fewer delays and disruptions. Paul?
Marla Diamond this morning in Newark Liberty as we head out for Thanksgiving. Marla, thanks. The NYPD is getting a clearer picture of the man who has thrown bricks at a gay bar's window in Hell's Kitchen. New video shows the suspect walking inside a bodega after the most recent attack on Saturday night when the bar was crowded. The owner of Verse says the bar has been targeted four times in recent weeks. The Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating. Mayor Eric Adams says he's worried about copycat attacks on Jewish institutions. The mayor has ordered the NYPD to step up patrols around synagogues after police thwarted an attack over the weekend.
There's a combination of things we do around the Hanukkah season normally and around the holiday season, from securing safety of our parades to securing our houses of worship. But when you have an increase in attacks, what we saw in Colorado with the LGBTQ community, and what you're seeing with threats like this, we're always concerned about copycats. And so there would be an increased presence, and the police commissioner would put out some clear directives through the chief of department on how we're going to secure our synagogues and other houses of worship.
Craig Allen, you plugged in there in the weather center?
All plugged in. Yep, plugged and ready to go for now. It is 37 in the city, and it is definitely milder than it was the last couple of mornings. Yeah, it feels cold when you step outside, no doubt, but 37 degrees is about 10 warmer than yesterday at this time, and we should be up around 45 to 50. Yesterday's high was 41, today 45 to 50, so you can see the trend here. Tonight clear, low 35 to 40, about 30 in the suburbs. Tomorrow, 50 to 55. And Thanksgiving, also 50 to 55 with a good amount of sunshine. Nice dry travel for the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic states right through Thursday. Friday has a chance of showers, though, and a high between 50 and 55 again. 37 right now, humidity 52%.
All right, I would imagine that even this morning, people are already cooking ahead of the big day on Thursday. Many families are preparing to host the full Thanksgiving celebration for the first time since 2019 in many households. Stu Leonard Jr., head of Thanksgiving, swung by WCBS, telling us this year's challenges center on inflation and the lingering supply chain issues.
We're family, you know, our family businesses, we've dealt with them for 20 or 30 years. When Stu Leonard's went through COVID, we had full shelves thanks to our suppliers, you know. So we're going through a tough time, and this is when you got to work with your suppliers right now. And so they call up. It's like you. I mean, it's like us talking.
Right.
They just call up and say, Stu, my diesel fuel's up, my labor's up, my this is up, my packaging. So you got to work with them a little bit. And we'll work with them now, and then maybe down the road in the future, I'll need them to help me out, and they will.
Stu says it's all about having the family around the table this time of year, and he says people are really into the celebration, and it does feel like Thanksgiving 2019 all over again. More than 30 million pounds of produce will be arriving by truck at Hunts Point today at the produce market. It's the busiest day of the year for buying, selling, loading, unloading, and shipping. Retail distributors will be able to buy everything from their sweet potatoes to cranberries to corn. It's all out and ready to go. They'll show up at a grocery store near you as you shop for your Thanksgiving meal. The largest proposed development in Queens is headed for a full city council vote as soon as today, after the Committee on Land Use unanimously gave its approval to this plan. If passed, 12 buildings with 3,200 units will go up. The developers with Bedrock Real Estate Partners and Kaufman Astoria Studios say it will feature about 1,400 affordable units for low-income New Yorkers. That's double the initial commitment, and the center of the tense battle with city officials. Innovation Queens would stretch from 37th Street to Northern Boulevard between 35th and 36th Avenues. They're along Northern Boulevard in Queens. They're planning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.